It's Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Our opening today is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page, your spooktacular Halloween headquarters. Costumes, decorations, and candy.
No laughing.
Powers the show when you shop through the Amazon link on our website. The banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon takes you straight to your account, and we get the credit. Mm-hmm. Save money and support the show when you shop through MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Sounds like something big is happening.
Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we normally delve into our mailbag and share with you the birthdays.
It's a Thursday tradition, Mike.
And we will do that coming up. So
okay. Thank Christ.
Fear not. But today, ladies and gentlemen, is something new, a new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show, a feature we refer to as Birthday Spotlight. A very special man.
Thank you, Rob.
A very special man celebrating a birthday today. He turned 30 on Monday. I was going to do a special tribute to him on Monday, but I didn't get a chance to.
Just didn't get around to it.
I'm talking about a man who lives in New York City.
Where?
And works in the digital advertising department at NBC.
Ah.
A man who downloads every single show, and a man who has been a loyal fan originally from D.C. and now listens while commuting in New York City. I'm talking about a great 30-year-old.
A great American?
A great American known as Mr. Adam Moser. Spotlight on Adam Moser. You can say, well, I mean, we have a lot of fans that have listened for that much time, but
a lot of them named Adam.
There's something special about Adam Moser, ladies and gentlemen.
What is it, Mike? Can you put your finger on it?
Well, it's not that he's such a huge Redskins fan and he goes to a Redskins bar in New York City to cheer on the burgundy and gold in the middle of enemy territory. No, that's not the reason he's special.
Man, a Redskins bar in New York City, that place must be packed.
It's not. It's not that he was an animator for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No. Oh, I remember his work. He did excellent work on Leonardo.
When they had a comeback in the early 2000s.
I remember.
It's not that he was visited by Robert De Niro and his son because his son was a crazy Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan and wanted to meet the guy who made it. And it's not that...
Can you imagine De Niro? Are you the guy who made it?
And it's not that he's hobnobbed with Al Pacino.
Ooh,
I mean, this guy's a player. I'm talking about Adam Moser.
Hey, who do you hobnob with?
Well... I hobnob for a while. Let me get on. It's because Adam Moser is the son of my former dentist, Ron Moser, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise known as Dr. Mengele, the employer of Bryna, the lady with the hooks. You guys remember those days?
Oh, do me a favor, and I'll pause the fanfare music.
Yes, go right
ahead. Take off your windscreen and do the hook sound. I do love it.
Let's just say hi to Bryna, the lady of the hooks.
The hygienist who cleaned your teeth.
Here, this will be even better. This is Bryna, the lady of the hooks.
Uh-huh.
What did that sound like?
Do you know that? Oh, the cringing of that dates back to you having the morning show. I remember that in high school, cringing at that. Thank you, Mike. You know, I very rarely do a request for you.
Bro, Adam Moser.
Back to the fanfare.
Is the son of Ron Moser, Dr. Ron Moser, who is still a dentist in Bowie, Maryland, and was my dentist for a while. Really, one of the best dentists I ever had, and we had a great time over there. I just used to love. It's where Bryna, the lady of the hooks, is the first lady that got me into the pain of experiencing a teeth cleaning that I really enjoyed.
Do you think Bryna will ever? Will she ever receive the birthday spotlight music?
God knows. She probably doesn't listen.
Oh.
But she's still with Dr. Moser after all these years.
Is
still
she?
With us.
And Dr. Moser is such an old fart that his son is 30 years old.
Right.
And his son is hobnobbing.
And apparently his son is the Turbo fan. I talked to Ron the other night who wanted me to do a birthday greeting for his son, Adam.
He recalled
and,
you?
And it, yeah, but he's like the podcast. He was like, you know, it's one of those typical things where you have to explain it to people. But Adam, we don't have to explain it to you, Adam Moser.
No.
So I say, yes, Monday was your birthday, but today's the day I want you to celebrate. A salute to Adam Moser on his 30th birthday.
We salute you.
Thank you. And now,
more proof.
Stop that crap and on with the regular mailbag.
I thought that was terrific, and I'd like to say happy birthday.
Thank you very much,
it's who you know.
That's good stuff.
Okay, regular letters now?
Regular letters. Brenda Hicklin. Her boyfriend never asked us for a greeting, but when Brenda had a birthday more than a month ago on August 7th, mm-hmm. he's the first of two balloon heads.
That's right.
Okay. Wait, I don't get it.
Well, you will, because now we're about to do the second balloon head.
Matt Kiki? Matt Kiki forgot to send his own birthday.
Yeah.
He's 37 now. He's been a pizza delivery driver and a board op for our old show. Kind of gives you an idea what that board op work, where that gets you in life.
You know what's exciting is we have found the chemical opposite of Adam Mosier.
That's right.
We've gotten from a mover and a shaker and a hobnobber to a guy who's board opped and delivered pizza.
Well, anyway, I explain it. It's a lateral career move.
It's a nice job.
You know, that's funny because normally board ops are the ones that keep pizza delivery in business.
Jessica Edwards turned 31 last Thursday. She and her husband are taking a cruise to Mexico and would like a sexy greeting from Oscar.
Oh,
really?
And incidentally, speaking of Mexico and sexy greetings, I surf around a lot, and I was looking at some photos. It might have been on your lovely ladies page of the trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
Who's the lady that? Who is that lady? She's a lovely hottie Asian.
Who's
lovely
that lady?
Her best friend.
Yeah, is that Shannon's best friend?
Yes, it is.
She must come and visit for the holidays.
Yeah,
she's a whirling dervish.
Oh, that's good. Love to meet her.
Yeah, she's coming Chinese New Year.
Yeah. Okay.
See, oh, come on.
You can't do it. You can't. You can't. Keep it in your pants.
He ruined it.
Keep it in your pants, Bigotto.
He always ruined it.
You guys say I ruined it. For me, I made it better.
She actually, usually women that are that attractive are complete C's.
Yes.
She's super nice.
She looks fun.
And super kind.
She looks a lot of fun.
She'll never come here then.
Boyfriend looks like a balloon head, though.
No.
And the quote from Mike O'Mara.
You love him.
Oh, really? He's a
better match for you than I would ever be.
Really raucous.
Yes.
Okay, good stuff.
And Mike's quote, she looks a lot of fun.
Okay, she looks a lot of fun.
And that's her husband, by the way.
That's her husband. Oh.
Yeah, for now.
Okay, boo.
All right.
Visit's off.
Yeah, and you say I ruin it.
So Jessica Edwards wanted a sexy greeting from Oscar from Mexico.
Jessica, don't go.
Don't go. Dungo. Jonathan Youngson.
Who?
Seagull. Turned 41 on Friday. He's been listening to Mike since that first day on the morning zoo. He'd like the birthday song for Jonathan Youngson. Happy birthday.
1985.
Let me see. Diana Rios.
Or something.
Had a birthday Tuesday. As a gift, her son Rick got her a ticket to our Reno show. Well,
hey,
that's nice.
That's nice, Rick.
Other Tuesday birthdays. Molly Warner turned 41 and would like to hear Tim Gunn describe what Oscar is wearing today.
It's a particularly casual. It's a casual ensemble. He's normally put together. Today he seems like he's. I don't know whether he's going to his office or cleaning out his garage.
Tim?
Yes.
Does he make it work?
I don't think it works.
Oh, darn it.
Damn
I don't think it works today.
Face, Oscar.
I just threw this together.
Anyway, Meghan McCain.
Megan McCain.
Isn't that the real daughter?
That's the daughter, yeah.
Meghan McCain turned 10. Well, it's just not the same
one.
Oh. And she asked her dad why Rob sounded so goofy on the Cadillac Mountain show.
I can draw you a chart.
She would like to hear us revive Midget Theater. You know, we haven't done Midget
Theater. We've got a lot of requests for it.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that in the future.
I hope we do it soon.
Yesterday was a birthday for Anthony Hernandez. He'd like a greeting from a durable character actor, Christopher Walken. Okay, let the music in.
Anthony Hernandez. Jeez. Why? What? Where?
I was doing the John Travolta.
Yeah. Solid.
When you have a birthday, there's only one thing you gotta say.
What's that?
Wow.
Could that be a good gift for him?
Just for me.
Yes.
For entertainment's sake. Uh-huh. Could you do the same thing, why, what, where, but then splash sound?
Splash.
Splash?
Like an ode to Natalie Wood?
I don't have splash.
Oh, I think you have splash.
Way too soon.
I don't
why is that soon?
Because she's dead.
It's like 40 years
hey,
she's been gone.
Oscar, what kind of wood doesn't float?
Why? What? Where? Splash.
Hey, you know what would be a good watch for Anthony Hernandez? A good gift for Anthony Hernandez is a watch. Do you have one?
Let me tell you. So, Anthony, I give you this watch. I'd be damned if they were going to get their greasy.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was Alicia's birthday yesterday. She's married to Josh.
Josh!
Someday they hope to acquire a last name. Yeah. Jennifer Gonzalez of Stockton, California turned 27 today. She turns 27
what
today.
What a tremendous Latin contingent
I
in
know,
the birthday
I know.
Party
I know.
Today. Yeah.
Her boyfriend says if we do the fat guy voices, he won't have to buy her a gift. He says he'll spend the money instead on a quarterly package of bonus shows. We're Horace. We'll
do that. Sure.
Happy birthday, Jennifer. I hope you enjoy yourself.
I'll have a cake with filling.
Enjoy the pudding.
Save me an extra piece of cake.
Thank you very much. There they are. Scott Trippy. Trippy.
Hey, dude.
He's listened for over 10 years, and his birthday is tomorrow. He'd be Trippy over a Morgan Freeman greeting. Well, Scott Trippy, I hope you enjoy a fine birthday with a glass of wine.
I saw something on Facebook. Morgan says you're dead.
That's a lie.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Because you look good.
Thank you.
Are you fine?
No. And what kind of man listens to the Mike O'Mara Show? Charlie Wallace turns 61 tomorrow and needs Rob to run out and get him some Metamucil because he's 61. Rob, are you going to go out there and get him some Metamucil?
You know, regularity is very important. Yes, I will be right back.
There you go. All right.
Rob's all for freedom from constipation.
And now our letter of the week, ladies and gentlemen, comes from Saul Snowbarger.
Hello.
Or Barger. Saul writes, Dear Mrs. O'Mara, Elston, Spiewak, and Santana, I've been an addict to your show for about 3 years now, and I wanted to let you all know what an impact you guys have had on me. When I heard Rob tell the story on the show a week ago about Robert's experiences with cancer and the impact a blood transfusion had on him, it really struck a chord with me. I had never given blood before in my life, and as a starving college student, I didn't intend to give a thought to it anytime soon. But the same day I heard Rob's story, I also heard that the Red Cross was having a blood drive on campus. I woke up at 5 the next morning so that I'd be first in line at the vans and out in time for class. I am so happy that I finally did it. Thank you so much for not only bringing the funny, but also for supporting incredible causes and by your example inspiring us to be better humans ourselves. Warmest regards and SAD from Solomon.
Well, thank you, Solomon. That is great. And look, after 3 years, we finally did some good.
And what do you do when somebody supports one of your charities? You say SAD.
Thank you. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Griffin Residence.
Hi, Dad. It's me. Just wanted you to know I got here safe.
And sound?
Yes, Dad. And sound.
Oh, good. The sound is what concerns me.
Dad, something's going on. Some men just broke in. Oh, my God! They've got Ruth! And now I think they're coming after me.
All right, Meg. I need you to listen to me very carefully. Panic. Pay no attention to detail. Let your mind race. Take short, rapid breaths. Then hide under the bed, but leave two of your feet sticking out.
Oh, my God, Dad. Are they going to take me? I'm so scared.
Meg? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you. But what I do have is $2 and a Casio wristwatch. You can have one of them.
Dracar Noir.
These guys are serious. Lois, Meg's dead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport. Oh, that's so gay. Here's Mike.
Seth MacFarlane going to be on the premiere of Saturday Night Live this week.
Yeah, it's another reason to hate him.
Hey, welcome everybody from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded 15 million times.
Well, in excess of 15 million.
Over 15 million times.
Quite a lot.
And we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. It is Thursday, September 13, 2012. Our show is brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. You're still thinking about refinancing your home, aren't you?
I'm thinking all about it.
I heard a report on the news today that indicated that the Fed is messing around to let everybody know that they're still going to keep rates low for the foreseeable future.
Right.
So now is the time to do it.
They need to do more.
Sounds like a show that would be good on FX, the Fed.
Go to TryLendingTree.com, fill out one simple form, and let the network of over 200 lenders compete for your business totally free, and customers are raving about TryLendingTree.com. This one individual says they even sent the closing agent to our house at a time that was convenient for my wife and myself. Highly recommended. That's TryLendingTree.com. Mm-hmm. Get out there today and do it. That's T-R-Y LendingTree.com. Get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS, or you can call them at 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com. and enter the code TMOS.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit website for details. NMLS license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
No more.
We're done with that?
Yes.
We so we can take it off the rotation?
Yes, I don't care.
All right.
I don't care if we lose the bye.
Does it open up to
You never hear me say that.
Does it open up to a larger suite?
No.
No.
I don't know. Really sucks the life out of me. It just crushes me.
I try to put it in such a place where it belongs.
It truly does.
I get it.
All right.
It's just business.
It's biz.
Never again.
They have to do it. Who created the disclaimer?
Lawyers.
Yeah.
Lawyers defending their phony baloney jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Harumph. Because,
LendingTree does a great job.
Yeah. The best.
They just legally have to put that
all
in.
Right. All right. You know? They'll do that. All right.
You want to know my favorite disclaimer story?
Nope.
You'd enjoy it.
On the program today, the Middle East, let's just get out or go to war. There we go. That's the way I feel. We'll discuss that. Anniversary day was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Get out or go to war.
I miss somebody.
Really?
Oh, I miss our boy.
I think I do too.
Uh-huh. I miss slow moving.
Who?
Little RJ.
Remember?
Do you know what we had with RJ on the show? We'll talk about it.
What?
I'm not sure. Oscars World.
Hey.
We'll take a peek into Oscars World, a brand new Tech 411 they did yesterday. I want to see how that went. Find out what's happening with his love life and everything else in his world.
Nice.
We didn't get a chance to chat about Sons of Anarchy, which premiered this week.
Right.
And I'm all in on it. And then a great viral little video, I think mostly in broadcast circles, that's going around with the guy. That guy from Mike and the Mad Dog, Francesco.
Oh, yeah, and you know what?
Just cracked me up.
I listened to it, and there's really no audio for it. I posted it because you got to watch it. So if you pulled the audio, but I do have it on our YouTube page.
It's
so
funny
if you go
as
to
hell.
Michael Mara's show,
we'll start
YouTube
with that.
Page,
this guy, there's this guy, Mike Francesco, who we sat across, I don't know how many Super Bowl shows.
Every
we
Super
did.
Bowl.
We were
even
next
when
to
Radio
this
Row was small, he was there with us, so we saw him.
This is a show up in New York that's a sports talk show that's called Mike and the Mad Dog. Well, now it's just the Mike Francesca show.
Yes,
and Mike
he's on terrestrial. Which one? Who went? Mad Dog went to satellite radio.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, Mike is still in the Fan.
Okay, perfect.
So Mike is doing an interview, and this guy really, when you'd look at him, he's allowed to not be entertaining. He's allowed to just be, well, I really thought the Yankees had a chance. That's his whole, were really going to be, well, how do you feel, the Giants? Do you think they're going to have a chance this Sunday? I don't really believe that Tom Coughlin has prepared his team the way that's all he does. So he sits there.
That's what sports radio is, Mike. It's not supposed to be entertaining.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So he sits there and he really just doesn't have any personality. He doesn't have to smile. He doesn't have to laugh.
No.
He doesn't have to do anything other than just talk very seriously about sports. And so that's his style, that he just sits there like a bump on a log. And I used to watch this guy. He's lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't he?
Who cares?
I mean, he's lost a lot. He used to be huge. And then, all of us DJs, they throw these weight loss programs
out.
Yes,
sure.
We lose the weight in spite of ourselves.
Target audience.
Right.
And so he's sitting there and talking to a guy about the Yankees, a guy that's another guy from the Fan that's the Yankee reporter.
He had a weird name, like Simi Dimi or something.
And he's sitting there, and he just goes to sleep.
Literally.
And it's so freaking funny to see somebody fall asleep. I love watching it. Larry King used to do it all the time.
Right. So the kind of the backstory between the broadcasting worlds is that when you're in New York, usually you have some sort of radio show, but if you're lucky enough, you get to do a TV show.
Yes.
So he's got a long effing day. He's got 5 hours on the radio, 4 or 5 hours, and then he goes and does...
Welcome to hell.
Yeah, and then he goes and does 2 or 3 hours of TV.
And it's morning radio, I'm guessing?
Yes.
So he's up really early.
God, his day is even longer than ours.
So so basically, he's got two jobs. He's burned the candle at both ends.
Right.
And now what CBS is doing with some of their major markets is they're putting him on TV.
Yes.
And that infrastructure in itself allows everything to be caught.
Right.
And how many times have we been in studio, whether it was this incarnation before the cameras or
right.
your incarnation when you were on terrestrial,
right.
have you done things in between commercial breaks or during an interview,
right.
especially when you have an ensemble cast?
Sure.
Yeah, but before the cameras
yes.
became standard practice. I mean, you know, I remember the running joke that Don and I had when we would interview Joe Theismann would be I would ask a question of Joe and I would say, Joe, do you think the challenges are greater for players today than they were when you played? And I'd look at Don and I'd go like this.
Oh, wow.
I'd take my headphones off and I'd walk out of the studio.
First time you ever,
I know Joe would give that long an answer.
First time he ever did it, it scared me because I looked up and you were walking out of the studio mid-break. And I didn't realize.
It's a gag.
Have you ever fallen asleep during any?
I will tell you that, you know, I mentioned the beginning of this week that I was starting the Weight Not program because I had gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And you know, when you're big, you're not sleeping as well. I've had that sleep study done. I have been sleeping when I was up at the top, and I'm sleeping better now, believe it or not, I'll let you know how much weight I've lost on Weight Not. But even with that small weight loss, it changes your sleep habits, believe it or not, with me. That's how dramatic it is. And I was sleeping like crap, I think, earlier in the month.
Right.
And there were a couple of times on this very show.
This show?
On this show.
Uh-huh.
I think we may have been doing a bonus hour on this show, and I'd had a late night and just horrible sleep, and I'm sitting there just going, but you fight it off. If you're not, you know, if you're able to do the kind of show he does, we do the kind of show where we're like circus clowns. We do have to kind of be.
You got
to
pay attention.
Very involved.
Yeah. We're
involved.
Except during the audio vault,
right?
Well, that's how everybody found out.
Have you ever nodded out during the audio vault or the news?
No, you know what? I enjoy the news because that's something that's built into the fabric of who I am.
Yeah. Right.
What a nice compliment for Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Rob's audio vault is like hit or miss at times for me.
Right.
Sometimes.
Oh, commit. It's not hit or miss at times for you. Is it good or is it something you don't like?
Can I talk?
No. You see, no, because what you're doing is you're
making Hey, behave yourself, energy.
Take a breath.
God, he's incredible.
If it's circa,
I swear to God, I want to give him a sedative before certain shows.
If it's circa, like
lost his weight.
The 40s or 50s, it depends on what he opens up with.
Right.
If he's got something from like the 40s or 50s, or God forbid the 20s, then I just check out. But if it's something relevant, like maybe something from the 70s, 80s, or 90s, then I'm like, oh, this might be interesting.
All my core material, Mike, when I always lead with Eddie Cantor.
I am somebody who is obviously a huge fan of the Audio Vault.
Right.
I truly am. And it's fun to watch, you know, because you are the most obvious when you're not into something.
Yeah. It shows.
You'll literally pull your phone out like you did yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't call you on it anymore because you're great at deflecting it. Because I'll call you on it. It's like, Oscar will pull his phone out like during the show.
Right.
If he's really bored, he'll pull his phone out during the show and I'll say, what are you doing with your phone? He's like, and this will be Oscar's response. Oscar will say something like, it's a major client that's coming in on the show. He's going to spend more money.
And then what are you going to say?
That's always what he says. Whatever.
My father is a great champion of what we do here. He loves the show. He listens every day, and he always listens to my audio vault because I'm his kid.
Right.
But the reason that he really listens is he likes to watch Oscar tune out.
I remember once on the Don and Mike show, you know, I wasn't quite as involved in the conversation there, and a lot of times I'd be working, but I remember one occasion at least where I had the headphones on, and I'm looking at you guys, I'm watching you through the glass, and I'm listening, and it wasn't, what you were saying was not uninteresting, it was interesting, but I, having worked with you guys for a while, there was something that day that was just terribly, terribly soothing about your voices, and I'm just listening to you go back and forth and back and forth, and it's a nice hum in my head, and the next thing I know, I'm starting to drift.
I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
If you do, especially if you do morning radio, if you do shift work.
Yeah, something that day, THC.
There was something remarkably soothing. It looked like oregano.
Why just that day, though?
Hey, but in my defense, there are times where I do exactly what you said, where I just say, something important. But at times, even I think 2 days ago when I pulled out I'm trying to figure out who the hell he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to Google
preemptive,
who he's talking
that's
about.
A preemptive
well,
thing.
It's one of the reasons we work well together is because he is an old soul, and I can relate to a lot of the stuff that he has. And then when he gets into the real obscure stuff.
The iCarly stuff.
But we call him on it.
iCarly is the most current I go. Show's still on the air.
But anyway, I think the greatest violator of that, at least in my memory, and we used to get great tapes about it, was Larry King.
Right.
Do we have any examples?
Let me check. And you know what? I can bring them in tomorrow if I don't have them with me. But I fell asleep once on college radio, and I woke up by drooling on myself. I can tell you the record. It was Tainted Love by Soft Cell. And I felt the drool on my face. Like, God, it's quiet in this studio.
You know, they talk about pilots that fly across the country. And one of the things that pilots battle more than anything else is the tedium of what they do.
That hum of the engine.
I mean, they're there the whole time. You hear about pilots that have, you know, overshoot, like they're not there at the airport. And well, with disc jockeys, especially if you're a music jock and you're an overnight music jock.
How many years did you do that for?
I never did overnights in my life.
No.
I never did overnights.
2 years.
I was always doing something where I had to be there. I had to be around.
Right.
But I will tell you, you know, doing afternoon drive at a country station, you know, that too would get you sometimes.
It's afternoons,
just,
yeah.
You know, you just don't know what to do with yourself. You hit the button, you got 3.5 minutes of a song, and it's like, drive you crazy.
I'll find Larry King for tomorrow. When we were playing commercials off of cartridges at WJFK, and we had 6 cart machines, and if you don't know what they are, they're essentially 8-track machines that every cartridge plays one element. But because we didn't want to have to trip the commercials by hand, we had them wired so machine one would trip two would trip three, and then 6 would trip one. There was one Saturday night, and an overnight jock fell asleep. We were in commercials for 89 minutes.
The same six commercials.
And you know what? Not even 6 commercials, because the first and last element were stagers. Right, so it would go WJFK, 4 minutes of commercials, WJFK, WJFK, 4 minutes of commercials, and it ran for an hour
and
a half.
Would you like to be in the exciting world of radio?
Yeah, that's the exciting world of radio right there, baby.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Oscar's World, The Boy We Miss, if anybody's heard from him, and maybe the iPhone 5 as well. We'll take a break. Sons of Anarchy, all that stuff. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break. Be right back. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We've got another endorsement, testimonial letter for Wait Not. I'm here to tell you about it because I am so psyched again, recommitted to it. Wait Not, we're talking about 855-WAIT-NOT or 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Today is the day where I feel just a little extra.
You got the energy,
and
I can tell.
It's going to get better for the next 7 days. You're going to feel so amazing this time next week.
I'm looking forward to it. 9 pounds, guys.
Hey,
there you go.
3 days?
Yeah, a little less than 9 pounds. I'm using 9 pounds because I round off a little bit. And
So it's 4?
It's actually 2.
Okay.
9 pounds, but the fact is another loss, another day of almost a 2-pound loss. Also 3-pound loss. That's 3 days.
Isn't it great?
I'm stunned that because I realize if you feel like you've been on it longer, when I'm about to lose 10 pounds today, and I'm so psyched about
it. Isn't it just the best feeling when you put your feet on the floor in the morning and you head right to the scale and you see it? I still don't believe it sometimes.
Yeah,
I weigh myself twice.
It is truly an amazing program, and that is what motivates everybody, because once you see that you can drop this much weight in this quick amount of time, you get motivated by it, and that's the best thing. If you ask me, quite simply, the best thing about Wait Not for me is the fact that that is the motivational tool. Results are what gets you going. Yeah. Results are, and that you do it in a healthy way. And another person checks in. Christian Johnson writes, after 1 week of Wait Not, I am pleased to report I have lost 11.4 pounds.
Wow. You slacker, Mike. Can't you catch up to him yet?
Well, my week will be done on Sunday, correct?
So you go get him, Tiger.
You can beat that.
True that.
I believe I will. It's been a while since I've been down this much, and I plan to keep going. Yes, the first couple of days were a slight struggle. It's just a slight struggle. It's actually you're doing your body good by detoxifying, so it's really not a bad thing.
You're setting yourself up for the rest of the weight loss.
The plan is easy. You eat a vast array of normal foods prepared the way you would like them, and you're not bored with the food, which is why I think I'm sticking to it. I'll give you my example. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody who can go a long time with finding a particular combination of foods that are on the program that I like.
Favorites.
And I'll do that.
Yeah.
And I do that for a long time because that, to me, is the way it's easy for me. And what that makes you realize is that food is fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
it's really
it
not, you know, you're not sitting there. And look, I'm going to be honest about the bad eating habits that I've had before. Really. And Rob, you can speak to this too.
Okay.
You and I have gone on binges where we've gone to eat our favorite foods, but really at the end of the day, when you do that, it is ultimately unsatisfying. It's never, Carl and I have had days where it's like, okay, we're going to eat bad on Sunday. We're going to eat bad on Sunday. We're going to eat bad on Sunday.
Makes you want more.
And we get psyched and we get psyched and we get psyched. And when that day comes, you never find satisfaction. You really don't, because there's nothing out there that's bad, greasy, nasty, horrible for you that's not going to make you feel like crap.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, literally at the end of the day, not only do you feel like crap from eating all the crap, you feel emotionally bad because you've cheated yourself.
And you don't do anything for you. And, you know, they help you with that.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Thanks from Mr. Johnson, Christian Johnson. And now, what is Galston Johnson down at the bottom here? I have no idea what that means. Galston Johnson.
His nickname, I guess.
No, who knows? Anyway, wait not.
His full name?
855 wait not. 855-934-4486 or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results. You can believe in it.
He needs to lose 20 more pounds in the name Galston.
Exactly right. Let's check in with Mr. Santana.
Yes, sir.
How was Tech 411 last night?
Great. What was interesting about doing a Wednesday Tech 411, and let me tell you that the fervor for the iPhone 5 is truly something that was overwhelming.
Well, I wrote it down at the bottom of my little yellow. You see these all over the house,
yes,
guys.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of the page, I wrote the iPhone 5. I want it.
The announcement.
Really?
I do.
I want to hear why.
I do because it's just, I'm all in. This company
is great.
That's beginning to control our world. This company makes stuff that I just gotta have, and I'm like every other American.
But to set up Oscar here, I'm hearing that people are sort of underwhelmed.
Yeah, you'll see the full. And Tech 411 is now posted, so check that out on iTunes or at themichaelmarishow.com. We cover every aspect of the phone. I think the two biggest things that you need to know about is that it's going to be faster because they made their own proprietary A6 chip or figured out how to make one, which is going to make it faster, probably double the speed that you have now. And by speed, I don't just mean downloading
speed.
In
this particular phone?
I mean, no, I'm talking an iPhone 5 that if you think that your phone is snappy now, the jump from a 4 or a 4S to a 5 should be significantly better.
You mean so
it actually yes. So the speed of the phone,
yes,
when you're checking Facebook, when you're checking your messages,
super
buttons,
snappy.
That's big for me.
Yes,
huge. Mm-hmm.
That's one, and then two, there's so many different aspects to it. It's just going to be the screen size. It's a taller screen. It's a 4-inch screen now. Mm-hmm. Not a wider screen, a taller screen.
But here's the numero uno for me is lighter.
Lighter.
And thinner.
Thinner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Like almost 20%. Thinner.
I mean, they really made a brand new phone. I think
they
that's
did.
Cool.
But overall in tech world, underwhelming because Apple had always prided themselves on keeping all their unveiling secret, all the features, even the applications that they have a new Maps application that you're going to love once you see it.
Oh, it does look beautiful.
Yeah, the GPS for driving and directions and things like that. See, it's got things that I want. I don't care about Siri anymore.
But overall, this time around, which was interesting for us, like the tech nerds, is that everything that had been leaked pretty much was announced.
True, yeah.
And this outlier secret app or secret feature just wasn't there. So, and I asked Todd, and you can hear it on the show when you listen to it for Tech 411 to get all the details. I asked him, I said, look, if you got a 1 to 10, 10 being Steve Jobs walking out and pulling out the iPhone for the first time, and Todd was actually there when that happened.
Oh, right.
Wow. And you had yesterday Tim Cook's announcement of the iPhone 5, what do you give it? And I gave it a 5, he gave it a 2.
So he's disappointed. The techno nerds are disappointed with this rollout.
Yeah, but we've been spoiled, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, of course.
So for Todd, it wasn't crispy enough?
It wasn't crispy enough.
Now, a lot of times when they do an Apple unveiling.
Isn't he just having that kind of month?
Yeah. I asked him. I know. I said, what is really wrong? Because he was so grumpy.
Yeah. Because, I hate a grumpy Tomo.
He's like Patton's dog, Grumpus.
Yeah. Because it's
greatest name for a dog in the world.
He is like my best friend, right? And I call him. I say, hey, man, I could probably weasel my way out of Earthwalk at 5 into the Mangrate Studios and clock out and do the show so you can do it a little earlier because he's wanting to do it earlier.
Right.
He's like, that's not going to work for me, man. I'll see you at 7. And I was like, oh, so there's no back and forth here.
Right. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that filter either.
No, he doesn't.
That's why he's good on the radio. He doesn't have that filter. Yes.
So I think what it is, a lot of times when the Apple does their unveiling, and I guess they're roughly once a year that they unveil a product like this and really roll it out, there's usually that, oh yeah, one more thing that they throw in the end, and they didn't give us that.
No,
this time.
And we waited longer for this phone.
You know what I found myself wondering about this morning is it a better phone?
It is.
I mean, remember we had, and I'm eager to hear about that. We had the problem with the antenna before. You couldn't touch it. You had to put the iPhone 4 in a case because if you held it wrong, you'd actually drop the call.
Yeah. Look, in full disclosure, I've been waiting for this phone for a year and a half, so I'm gonna be a
you
mark.
You get the upgrade.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a mark for it regardless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that if you remember going from the iPhone 3 to the 3S, mm-hmm. or maybe even skipping a generation, it's palpable.
I was late to the party for the iPhones until all you guys started.
The speed of the processing and the experience, it just is light years. Cool. There's a difference. You can notice it.
Any word about the rumor that I've heard that they're going to offer some sort of buyout program? That if you have the
haven't
4S,
heard that yet.
Okay,
as soon as I find out, I'll let you guys
and
know.
And it drops the mid September.
No way. No, they won't.
My prediction is this. They might roll it out at Christmas time. And they won't lower the price, but they might offer it. Because I thought it was odd that they would drop it so far away from Christmas. They're going to need something to stir the pot when the holidays
They're
going to
have the new iPad is coming out at Christmas time,
Has anyone verified that they're going to do a new iPad?
Oscar, is that true?
They're
going to have a new iPad?
Yeah, they have a new iPad.
The mini iPad?
Not the mini iPad yet.
But they're going to have a new iPad.
They have a new iPad.
Christmas.
They have a new iTouch. Look, speaking of devices, and again, you get the full breakdown on the show. If you're looking for a Christmas present for your child and maybe they deserve this and it's something that you were thinking of getting them, the one knock on the actual iTouch was it didn't have a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the same camera that you have on your new iPhone 5 or iPhone 4S is now on the iTouch, mm-hmm. that could be their camera, that could be their gaming device, it could be everything.
Right.
So that in itself would be an amazing present. Now you don't have to get them a digital camera, you don't have to get them anything. They have one thing that does everything.
Yep. Yeah, well, my camera is now my iPhone. I mean, that's what I use most.
You know, when I look back on the money that I've dropped on digital cameras over the past 10 years, I feel like such a tool.
Right.
Because we've got them all. I've got all their chargers, I've got all their software.
Yeah.
Now, when do we touch them? We don't.
Not to go totally Tech 411.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we have that on our show. But if I am the people at Apple, what I'm going to do is one of the things they did was they made it look better, sleeker, thinner.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's good
right
there.
Yeah.
Then they put the app on that's built in that's got a great app that everybody uses. Everybody uses GPS now.
Yes.
Everybody uses that for directions.
Yep.
So they focus on that. That's smart.
Yeah.
Another thing that I would like to see them do is make the cameras more user friendly. Make the cameras easier to use and make the cameras so you can take a video on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I would focus it. And
you
I think
can take
they
a
can
video
do
on
that.
Them.
No, you can take a video on it, but you can't do things like I'm talking about minutiae here.
Okay.
I'm talking about taking a video camera and having a zoom feature on your, you know, where you can actually pan in and pan out. You can actually do that.
Yeah, but you have to
do that on your 4S right now.
But you have to use your fingers. I think
Mike wants a camera that's more intuitive.
You can't
sit there and videotape and then do it and run your finger along it and do it like that. You can move in and out with your camera.
Oh, you want to pan.
Zoom.
Yeah,
I want to slowly zoom. Do a pan in, pan out.
Okay.
That's what
more
I want to do. Like a regular video camera
Michael
would let you
Scorsese.
Do.
Michael Scorsese.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Yes.
That's what you do when we all got video cameras.
Yeah,
we had that access. You know, ability to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think because what do we all use? We use it for the phone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have. I use mine now for GPS on a regular basis.
Yes. All the time.
You're going to love the new app.
And I will tell you that the only thing I would like would like the camera to be. Everybody's how many pictures we had taken with iPhone cameras.
Just wait.
And it's always how many? Seriously, guys, we have our. We go to a thing like the hockey class,
right?
And we have our picture taken, you know, 30 times.
Mm-hmm.
How many times is it the hold on? Did I get it?
Right.
It's got to be more user friendly.
You know what?
They're believe it or not, as simple as it is to slide that, to press that, to slide the thing open.
Not just user friendly, it needs to be a little more intuitive.
Yes.
And it's just, I mean, what they do is great. The quality is just fantastic.
The bigger screen may help.
But yeah, the bigger screen maybe it will help. But I would like
you
to
ready
see
for
it.
A suggestion?
Yeah, I'd love it.
You take the eye. How do we take it? We always put it sideways when we take our iPhone.
When we drop
this.
It.
All right. What about putting a button?
Yes.
One extra button on that iPhone that you have on the top that like a regular camera so you're not sitting there and you're not going to that screen I really think that would be an innovation.
Have you updated your phone at all?
Occasionally update.
Occasionally.
I do every day.
Do you know that you can actually from the lock from the actual lock screen on an iPhone, you can actually take a picture.
Go right to the camera.
Yes, I know on the 4S. Okay. Not on the 4, but right. On the 4S.
You can do it on the 4. You just got to update the operating system.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go. Here come the nerds. Yeah. God damn it. Here they come. Here come the guys. Here, Mark just dropped in an Oscar's here. You guys might as well be on the payroll of Apple.
No.
Right. So I do
this. Disclosure.
That's what they keep saying.
Slide it.
See? I didn't want to. I wanted to press it.
He doesn't want to slide it. He wants to press it.
Slide it.
All right.
Boom.
You're there.
But see, boom, that's indeed. The way a camera should be. Camera should have something up here.
How many megapixels on the iPhone cameras currently, the newer ones?
Oh, a million.
Well, right now they say 8, if I'm not
mistaken.
Yeah,
but I can't. Hey, Mark.
They're beautiful. Have you seen a 4S camera?
I can't videotape
shot compared to a 4?
No, I just have the 4.
Okay, when you see the 4S pictures,
I'm looking forward to it.
Wait.
Then the 5 is
just
probably going to be more
dynamic. Relax.
Come the F down.
He's excited.
Christ.
One conversation is plenty.
I'm making a point here. When I want to zoom in on the video camera, I can't do that.
That's a feature that it doesn't exist.
Does
right
not
now.
Exist.
Right. It might maybe on the new one. I don't know yet.
I'm not sure.
Thanks, Rob.
I just like when you come in.
Like that. So I think that there are a lot of little things they can do that would would make it tweak it up a little bit.
You know
bit.
What?
Keep that music handy.
You should wait for those features. Don't upgrade.
Wait for the 6?
I won't, but I want the iPhone 5. Lick it.
But he can still get some of the features because they're going to upgrade the whole operating
system.
Yeah,
you're going to get... Look, why don't you do this?
I don't think Apple ever, because they're nerdnicks, they never spend enough time with the camera and they never spend enough time with the speakers. They never... Yeah. They don't care enough about
the
sound.
They did with this one.
What?
They did with the 5. They have a new speaker system.
Ooh, really?
And they have a new...
They're Bose 501s.
They have a sapphire glass that's supposed to be better for the actual lens of the camera.
Really?
Yes.
So it's a better camera.
And you can take it better... you take a better picture in low light.
I think I've been to her website, and it's a subscription website. Sapphire glass.
Yeah. They ought to give you a freebie. They ought to give you... Because you're like a spokesperson for the company.
You're doing great work for them, whether you know it or not.
Even the great Apple Corporation, who doesn't need your help, they still should say thank you by providing.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah, but I'm also a mark.
What do you mean?
Like I'm gonna I'd buy it regardless.
Why give it to him when they know they can sell it to him?
Have you now, after all the hype has come out, Mark? Have you changed your mind? Are you gonna get one? Or are you?
Well, I want one. It's just a matter of cash flow.
Cash flow. Yes.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that Tuesday when we have our business meeting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Wide open.
Please buy our products.
Yeah, please.
Thank you very much.
The new Mike O'Mara 5.
So everything
Apple.
Else? Everything.
Hey. Hey, Apple.
Hey.
Apple.
So when do you get yours?
Hey, Apple.
I'm gonna. I have to. You know, I have to look in to see what it's gonna take to get into one. I think I'm up for an upgrade, but I just haven't checked yet.
I'm eligible, but I want to wait until the fervor dies down.
Let me just say that
I would like to get mine not the next Friday when they actually come out.
Yeah, right. Me
I would
too.
Like to get
I would like to think that you can wait till Secret Santa.
No.
And then we can all get them for everybody. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That'll happen.
Yeah.
And the iPhone that I have and my daughter's, I upgraded to the 4S when Catherine broke hers.
Yes.
Right.
And I replaced hers and then I was able to get mine. Mm-hmm. My new one, she got the old one. With my AT&T plan right now, mm-hmm. the only thing I keep getting from AT&T is data usage exceeded.
Yeah.
See, data usage exceeded.
And she's on the same plan as you, right?
Yes, she is.
Well, then tell her to just cool it.
Yeah, no. She's got to Wi-Fi it up.
Well, yeah, you know
what am I talking about? You got to Wi-Fi it up.
I know. That it's too. Just, it's driving me crazy because I put limits on it where you don't get any more data and they shut them down, but I'm still getting this wacky data usage exceeded.
Have you seen your bill?
Yeah, I saw it last month.
Does
and
it
I was
hurt?
Hoping it was a 2-month bill.
Oh, boy.
No. Because if it wasn't a 2-month bill and I get the same bill this month, we got to...
What's Carla have? 4S or 4?
Carla's got a 4.
All right. Give Carla your phone. You get a new phone.
That's how I do
Happy
it.
Happy anniversary.
House.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. She gets the 4S and
done
I get the
deal.
See? Mm,
I should be a marriage idea. Counselor,
there you
for
go.
God's sake.
So now you should
well, yesterday was the big anniversary. And I cooked.
Yes,
you did. Even as I was losing my weight yesterday and trying to maintain my weight knot, might have had one little taste
that's
of
small,
it.
That's okay.
You got if you're a chef, you have to taste.
Well, you're just tasting
that's
for
right.
flavor. I know you spit.
But I lost almost 2 full pounds yesterday too. Mm-hmm. So
that is so great.
That tells
no
you
harm,
that,
no
that I stayed on it.
Yeah, but
man,
you worked off those calories.
It was shut up, you. That's a big deal. 2
slaving
pounds.
Over a hot stove. Sure,
made the
not
beef,
what he was talking about.
Nice buzz.
Made the beef burgundy. I made that, and it was a hit.
Say it in French.
Beef bourguignon.
Beef bourguignon.
Beef, burgundy, blah, blah, blah.
And remember, it's buff.
Buff. Buff,
Not even trying now.
Jesus. God. I'm gonna recommend that you maybe see our friend here before shows. Your energy level is really, I mean, you are.
Sorry, Mike.
You know what? I'll tell you something. There's a part of it I love because he's getting here earlier.
Yeah.
He's coming in. He
cares.
Rob, when Rob walks into my kitchen.
I care.
When Rob walks into the kitchen, he comes in. It actually always, it gives me kind of a lift. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like when Mr. Mope comes in every
Thanks.
Day. You know, it's just like.
Mope.
Which Mr. Mope?
RJ leaves and now I'm Mr. Mope.
You're Mr. Mope.
You're
now.
Next up, buddy.
Got a lot going on.
But it's.
It's understandable.
But you know, just to have a cocktail or something before you go on the show.
I'm so close.
Okay.
Really am.
Very good. I'm happy
Mike,
for you.
Mike, if you have a horse, you want it to race.
No calories in my
Rather
thing.
Pull him back than not have him run at all.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Couldn't agree more. But I miss our boy.
I do too.
Perhaps tomorrow on Friday's show, we...
Tomorrow we miss him.
I spoke with him. I spoke with him on Monday night.
I spoke with him yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, me too.
I texted with him, yeah.
He doesn't talk to me.
I don't know.
Do you know where he's staying?
At an extended stay place?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
thought it would be someone's house.
I said...
the life of temporary. He is driving a rental car. He's staying in an extended stay.
No commitments.
I said, you know, I stayed in an extended stay for like a month once. You know, how does this work out? Does your company pay for it? Because when CBS... Well, old CBS used to move you out.
Yeah.
They used to pay for you to stay in a month in a hotel.
Right.
And I love the extended stay. I love the feeling of walking in, the free breakfast. You get to know the people. It was fine. And RJ, because I should have known, he's got a setup where he finagled his rate down for, I think, 2 to 3 months, if I'm not mistaken, for a nightly rate. Cheaper than any rental that you could ever run.
Right.
It's amazing.
I'll bet he doesn't unpack his bags. I'll bet they're half packed for his return.
Well, he's smarter than all of us because he's paying less rent to live in a hotel
than
anyone else.
Well, the problem is, if he unpacks his bags, what's going to happen is he's going to begin collecting things.
That's true.
Yes.
Because he's a hoarder.
And you know what's weird about him is when we had one night in Cleveland when we were doing the road trip DVD, remember he was late to the bus?
Yes.
And we went up to wake him and he says, "I'm packing." I said, we've been here for 6 hours. What do you have to pack? Mm-hmm. Do you think it was shower caps and shampoo?
I would venture to say you would walk into his extended stay right now and you would have stuff in every possible corner.
Do you think he has rented plastic cabinets with drawers?
But on the upside,
a wall of backpacks.
Mark and RJ booked a new advertiser, and I think I debuted it yesterday on Tech 411.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, that's cool. That's why we were talking. We weren't talking just to catch up. It was business.
That's why I was
involved. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's perhaps put one phone call into the boy tomorrow.
I don't know. Let me just say this, Mike. Let me offer this right now. You are in a good place for both you and him because absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Ding ding ding.
He's so happy that you miss him. And he's so happy that you want to speak to him.
Yeah.
And you're kind of feeling good that he's...
I miss him. I don't necessarily want him back.
However...
Right. Exactly. That's
the
why.
The call,
now
Mike...
Now he's crying.
That's the aspect of having him back that you hate the most. It would be talking to him.
Okay.
Don't
I still
call
want to
him.
Talk to him tomorrow.
Don't know.
Yeah, no, see, you're
on a Friday?
You guys need this
why
time
Why would
apart.
You want the speed bump?
Really?
Now I really want to call him.
Oh, man. Oh,
boy.
Can we call him tomorrow?
Absolutely. I can set that up.
I don't think we can.
I look forward
maybe
to
he's
it.
Got a, maybe he's got a bunch of meetings.
Yeah, see if he has availability.
We're probably working.
Okay. And tomorrow also on the show, let's all work on not talking at the same time.
All right.
We're going to take a break. Jesus Christ. It's like Thursday energy. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right after this. That sounds like a Chuck Brown jam right there.
That
Run
is,
DMC, no?
Yeah, no, this is, I believe, the Beastie Boys sampling Led Zeppelin. Man.
Little Chuck Brown, though. Isn't that kind of a hip-hop vibe right there?
She's crafty. She gets around.
Welcome back to our Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak, brought to you by ScoreBig.com. We talk about it all the time. This is the season. People going nuts between baseball, playoffs, the football season opening up. Hopefully, knock on wood, hockey season just around the corner. How about the 49ers versus the Lions? The Falcons versus the Broncos? Their home opener on Monday Night Football. That's pretty cool. Panthers versus the Saints. Their home opener. Really exciting stuff. Nationals versus Cardinals as we wind down in the pennant race for the National League and our hometown team. Steve Brand. band got O's Blue Jays tickets, lower level. Now, the O's in the middle of a wonderful playoff chase with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Lower level behind home plate, normally $76 with the TMOS code, $22.
They're giving them away.
Lower level behind home plate. Yeah,
that is the best deal in town.
It is. It's ScoreBig. ScoreBig.com. Tickets at ScoreBig are always below box office price. Guaranteed. Go to ScoreBig. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and save at least $30 below box office price on your first purchase. We thank you in advance, and let's get right to it. Here he is, the man with the Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak.
No worries about talking over each other during the Audio Vault because Oscar checks out
That's right now. Very good.
Thank you for opening the thing. You actually clued me to this yesterday. We've had clips of Al Roker being carried on television when he doesn't know he's on television.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, maybe he's lost a lot of weight on Weight Night. Mm-hmm. He was particularly excited, and this was carried on WNBC, the actual flagship station of the Today Show. Mm-hmm. This was on television yesterday as they went to weather.
That's what's going across the U.S. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
No.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Amen, John.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Natalie, when did Raphael become Solecito?
I love that that's Roker giving Natalie crap about pronouncing the name of the boyfriend from that murder case. And they say, when does it become Solecito instead of Solecito?
It's not Roker doing that.
No, that's Lauer giving her
crap. Lauer giving her crap.
I'm just saying, because we've always said Solecito.
No, I was told a Solecito.
Okay.
You say Lecito, I say Lecito. Let's call the whole thing off. That's your latest weather, Savannah.
All right, Al, thanks.
Al Roker's such a dick.
The cool.
No, I love that. That I was don't. Awesome.
The cool move for him is going right to the queue.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you're right. Right.
He likes going right to the queue. I will say, since you brought it up, Natalie Morales has changed her hairdo.
I don't like it.
Oh, are you kidding?
I don't
are
like it. I like the old one.
No, this is such a step away from looking like a 10-year-old kid.
Yes.
What does she have now?
Oh. She got bangs now,
and
too.
And she's straightened.
Oh, I hate those bangs. No.
It works for some women. Just
well,
I
like it because it just tells me that she wants it.
Yeah. Well, sure.
She wants it from Lauer.
Did you see?
Or Savannah.
Did you watch any of the football game Monday night? ESPN
Ravens?
Games?
Teeny tiny
Have you
bit.
Seen Susie Colbert?
How does she look?
She's completely changed her look.
Really?
She's grown out her hair or has extensions now. She's clearly had some kind of work done.
Does she look
but
good?
But she looks a lot better.
Oh, that's awesome.
A really? Lot good. Better. You got to check her out.
Susie Colbert is somebody that I think could probably, on a bad day, look really horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
But Susie Colbert, you know, I like Joe Namath.
Yeah, sure.
I want to kiss you.
Did you also see on the Monday night game? I think Chris Berman has clearly had some work done.
Yeah. Extensions.
I think so. Really hot.
He needs them.
Blake Shelton took off his licorice hat and gave an interview to Access Hollywood. He doesn't care, Mike. He doesn't care that people say, hey, Blake Shelton, you drink too much.
Oh, people get so mad.
I mean, bet.
People are just beside themselves. Mostly that I don't care if they what they say. I'm not running for office. So I don't give a crap if you like it that I'm drunk. I don't care if you like it or not.
Whether or not that's an intellectual outlook, I like that he expresses himself so well.
Right.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Did you watch The View yesterday?
I do not watch The View nearly with as regular schedule as I used to.
I know that
it bores me.
You used to love the Hot Topics.
Yeah, but I just, I've moved away from it. I don't watch it as often as I used to.
Yesterday, Whoopi Goldberg brought up a Hot Topic that was exceptionally hot.
Hey, you know what? I just had a big old hot flash.
Did you?
Oh, yes, dear. And my underwear is wet.
Oh,
so
dear.
I have to go.
Oh, my God.
But you did, because you needed to know we were going to take a break for Hot Topics, and we'll be back with more Hot Topics. Top of my pants.
Her underwear's wet.
What, did she pee? Did she pee in her pants?
I think it's sweat. But
oh, even worse.
Yeah. What happens when there's a hot flash?
That's a hot topic. In Whoopi's pants?
No, in general.
Your face gets flushed. You feel extra warm.
That's right. Whoopi thinks of Frank Langella.
Biscuits are baked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeast rolls are made.
That's right.
Yeast bound and down.
It's nasty.
Mike, I know Christmas is just around the corner, and we might be looking for new merchandise for the show.
Yes.
Let's think this. Let's think the letters that make you feel better. Potty Packs.
Introducing Potty Packs, the portable toilet seat cover and toiletry system that prevents your skin and clothing from touching the toilet seat and bowl when using a public restroom.
And a great read.
Simply place the Potty Packs seat cover right on top of the toilet seat before using a public restroom. And when you're done, just wipe clean, fold it up, and go.
Go!
Then just throw it in the machine when you get home.
I'm not even hearing.
Yes, it's that easy.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm not even hearing the product because I'm listening to that read.
That sounds like Siri almost.
It is the potty system.
It's intoxicating.
Introducing Potty Packs, the portable toilet seat cover and toiletry system that prevents your skin and clothing from touching the toilet seat and bowl.
And now a few minutes with our president, Mr. Lincoln.
Where is everybody on that? I mean, I know women are very conscious of it. I know women tend to squat above the seat a lot.
Right.
I will wipe down a toilet seat, but I have wiped down probably some of the foulest toilet seats.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
But what do you mean?
Well, getting it on your hands.
Do you hover? No.
When you're wiping the seat, you risk getting it on your hands. That's what I'm saying.
I take a big wad of toilet paper and I swab down the toilet.
Right.
And sometimes I'll dip it in the toilet water.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I will.
That's bad.
Wring it out.
I will only wipe it down.
I was with you until that.
I only do the wipe down if I think it looks like it's going to benefit from the wipe down.
Well, hold on. Just stop. Hold on just for a second here for the purpose of argument.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You dip that little thing. Just get a little water. You. This is after I flush.
Contaminated water.
Yeah. This is after I flush. I don't just go in and now hold on. It's not necessarily contaminated water.
Well, what's touched the walls of that toilet?
No. What would you rather do? Would you rather dip the paper in some water, swab it down, and then swab it down again? Or would you rather just wipe down urine spats that are on the top of the toilet seat and then sit on top of that?
I will wait till the next restroom.
If it's going to be flecked with yellow goodness, I might wait and go to another toilet.
Well, no, I'm talking about if you have no other option.
If you have no other option, then I maybe
go on the floor.
I would think about moistening the paper in the sink.
Thank you.
Yes, get
Thank
a paper you. Towel
that,
outside.
That's so simple.
Don't use the toilet water.
You're asking I don't for do bacteria it every time. Germs.
I don't do it every
Mike,
single time.
It could be Evian water from the glacial springs of France, but you think of the vessel it's being served to you.
Yeah, I know.
That water also isn't. It's not chlorinated. It's not something that you're gonna kill all the bacteria.
It is chlorinated.
Well, I've never had a toilet. I've never had a rash on my ass.
Comes from the same place.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Day is young.
All right, got time for a couple more.
Did you watch Honey Boo Boo yesterday?
No, I don't. I don't take Honey Boo Boo.
The kids miss Honey Boo Boo, and here comes Honey Boo Boo. But they played a great game on Honey Boo Boo that we might want to incorporate into our show someday. They tried with blindfolds to guess who was who in the family, based on their breath.
Sugar Man. Holy s***. Ew, what the hell did you eat?
It's nice. Somebody ain't brushed their teeth in 25 years. God, my nostrils are stopped up. I'll be honest.
Do you like the music?
Yeah.
The Honey Boo Boo music? Let's have just a taste more.
Thinking bonus show?
Bodily functions are funny.
Yes, they are.
On special occasions. I wear my breath stinking.
Jessica got all five of them right. Everybody only got like one or two right.
What?
So Jessica is the champion of the breath.
They still subtitling her?
I mean, everybody ain't got good smelling breath all the time. I mean, you know, I don't know why it stinks. That's just the way it is.
My favorite part of Honey Boo Boo last night is when they wiped down the toilet seat with toilet water.
Stop it.
All right, one more from Honey Boo Boo. Anna is the oldest daughter.
I really feel bad about doing that.
Well, no,
don't feel bad. Live and learn.
I just can't sit on droplets.
I didn't want
to sit down and wipe down droplets.
Don't be bitter. Be better.
Okay.
Just correct yourself from now on.
I'll go to the sink, but if I go to the sink, somebody's going to take
the
stall.
That's true. That's true.
Don't be like Honey Boo Boo's sister, who is pregnant and laughs so hard that she peed her pants.
Peed on myself a little bit. I literally peed.
You peed on yourself for real?
Did you seriously? It came out like unexpected come out.
She peed on my couch. Anna don't really know what's going on with her body right now. She's cramping, she's sleeping all the time, and she's even peeing on my damn couch.
But
there's pee right there in my seat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, go change your damn
pants.
Is the sister fat too?
Not as fat as the mom.
You peed through your pants, and it got on my couch. You peed your pants. Let me check them. You are a pussy right there. Mm-hmm. For real?
Now,
they know innately, even in their hillbilly way of talking, they know they're circus performers. They know what's selling. Mm-hmm. They know how to do it. Yeah. They know exactly what they're doing in their stupid way.
I wonder if they know or if there's someone that's just sort of pushing them in the right direction.
Let me tell you this. This is going to be a controversial statement. As far as entertainment value, I was chuckling during that, even hearing the audio. I will give Honey Boo Boo more credit than the Kardashians.
Hmm. Yeah, I watch the
Kardashians.
More entertainment.
Who, incidentally, are sloppy fat. Okay, right. Does anybody ever talk about that?
There was a
photo shoot for Kim Kardashian with the air blowing, and I forgot what magazine it was for. Maybe Mademoiselle, I forgot. Okay. But he said, I kind of was a fan of Kim Kardashian.
I remember.
I look like I was looking at Adele.
Oh, dear.
I thought I was looking at Adele, and she's sitting there, and the wind is blowing through her hair, and it's just like, she's big and sloppy.
Is she thick or fat?
This one. God, I wish I had it. I'll show it to you between shows.
Is she headed to Jessica Simpson land?
I think she's. I think they're all gross.
All right, one more.
So gross.
Did you see the 77-year-old lady who got pulled over by the cop today?
Yes, I did.
Do you want to hear the audio from that?
Sure.
It's tragic, really.
Said she was going through some medical.
She was going 66 in a 55, and a cop pulled her over. Oh. She's 77 years old, and the cop in Keene, Texas, just had trouble with this lady.
Touch my laser, 66. We need to top the hill back here.
Let's hurry up. I've got to go to the bathroom.
Let me see your driver's license, dentures, please.
I have a bladder infection.
Let me see your driver's license, dentures, please.
Will you listen to me?
No, I want to see your driver's license, dentures, please. Then I'll listen to you.
I'll give it to you in a minute.
No, you give it to me now. I'm going to take you to jail.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Step out of the vehicle. Get out of the vehicle. Get out of the vehicle. Get out of the vehicle. You want to play this way? Come on. Get out of the vehicle.
You are hurting.
Cops
me.
Right.
Get out of the vehicle.
I'm going to report
cops
you
right.
Hurted me.
Okay. Step out of the vehicle.
How so?
Step
He's
out
not
of the
right.
vehicle.
I will
Stop.
Not.
Stop it. License and registration, please. Sorry, that's it. That's
he
the rule, folks.
He asked for it six times.
You,
I don't
you have
the
a bladder
entire...
infection. You just don't. You get stopped for speeding. She was speeding.
She broke the law.
She broke the law, and she was. And he's supposed. She's supposed to furnish the license and registration.
Look. I get what you're saying, and for me,
these are the two guys that have gotten the most recent speeding tickets.
Hey, but I'm not going to court for it. I own it. I pay those tickets, and I pray to God that I still have a license.
And as you know, everything's okay if you own it.
Right. Many cops, I would say most cops, have a little something called compassion. This is a 77-year-old woman with a medical condition. The cop has the right and perhaps the responsibility to take into account the circumstances. When you say she broke the law, yeah, technically she did. 66 and a 55. Oh, let's throw her in the slammer for that.
This was not
a serious offense. The cop has the power and the right to be flexible. He should have been. He was
a prick. All cops have. I don't doubt that for a second.
But what's flexible, really? I mean, he asked her six times, Rob said. And at what point, what
six.
Does he do eventually?
Well, she's the one that's inflexible, Buzz, not giving her license and registration. I'm not talking about the fact that that's numero uno.
Right.
You always do that.
Yep.
No one is immune from that.
About saying, look, ma'am.
Hold on. Wait. Let me finish.
Okay.
I'm saying you produce your license and registration. You do that, and then you go, officer, I know that I was speeding. You've got my information now. Please, I have a bladder infection. Can I? You do it that way. She handled it right. Play the tape from the beginning and listen to her tone.
She was being difficult.
She's not. She is being a pain in the ass.
And also, I want to say that this is condensed.
You don't know that.
You don't hear the whole.
You also don't know that whether she's telling the truth or not.
Mm-hmm. This is condensed. He did ask her six times. Okay, here's again. This is Keene, Texas.
Touch my laser, 66. We need to top the hill back here.
Let's hurry up. I've got to go to the bathroom.
Let me see your driver's license and dentures, please.
I have a bladder infection.
Let me see your driver's license and dentures, please.
Will you listen to me?
No, I want to see your driver's license and dentures, please.
Okay.
And I'll listen
there are a few little
an
things.
Absolute
that you
lack
do.
Of respect on her part, too.
When you say, now you listen to me, there are ways. Look, I know I have been on the other end of cops that are very difficult. Why are you looking at it like that? Why are you looking like that? I'm defending the police officer.
You're giving too much credit to human beings, the general population. That woman's an idiot.
Oh,
that,
so you're with me.
Yes,
on
but the officer, these guys are supposed to be trained to deal with this nonsense.
Use discretion.
I'm not saying you should have let her go pee and then ask for that, but he should have said, hey, look, it's almost like you. If you're in that situation and you don't see a clear...
What's your point? What side are you arguing on? I don't know.
I believe that the officer was in the wrong, and I know that was condensed, because while I don't know if there was a clear and present danger, what he was feeling.
Right.
He clearly was annoyed, and I understand that. But yes, he could have said, look, man, I want to help you, but I cannot help you until I get A, B. And then we can go to C.
I think I understand you when you're saying it that way. Could the officer have handled it better himself? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The woman could have handled it better.
Yeah, she could have. Agreed.
She's an idiot.
Yeah, and ultimately, I don't think he ever should have pulled her out of the car, which he did.
Right.
Yeah. But we don't have the whole story.
And I saw him pull her out of the car.
My opinion is colored by the fact that my guts exploded in the car as I was driving home from a grocery store. What is it, like 12, 18 years ago now, however long it's been. And an officer pulled me over for speeding. Now, I handled it better than the older woman did. In fact, I knew not to even mention it to the cop because I knew that he'd call an ambulance or something, and that would delay everything. So my deal, but I could have died from sepsis in the amount of time that he delayed me, you know, with that BS.
Yeah, but he didn't know that.
No, he didn't in my case. And I'm not sure this guy knew in the woman's case
that lady was a raging C.
Yeah.
Sure. We agree on that.
But as a professional, and we've met, how many officers have we met that are kind guys?
Great guys.
Have dealt with dollars 10 times
we've
this
met
woman.
Three.
Well, regardless. No, I'm just saying that these guys are trained professionals.
Yeah. Right. They should be.
So you got to deal with a big C like that in a different way.
I'm saying, yes, they are trained to deal with certain situations. And there are letter of the law guys out there that handle it like this guy. Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't handle it like
right.
that. But also, she does not have legally a leg to stand on.
I agree with you.
So and in retrospect, Buzz, do you wish you had told the cop?
No, because I know it would have delayed it. I would have had to sit there and wait for an ambulance to arrive.
Did you get cited?
Yes, I did.
So you waited for him to write the ticket?
Yeah, I did.
See, I might have told the cop.
I knew it was faster.
I absolutely would have told him.
No, I just knew it was a situation where it was going to be faster to let him write and take my chances.
But I'm also saying,
I didn't know I was dying either.
You didn't know. I think that in your situation, if you really said, oh my God, you didn't know you had sepsis. You
no,
had no
right,
idea you
right.
had a stomach ache
no,
at
right.
that time. So you were hurting,
yeah.
like cramped over and say, so if you knew, because mm-hmm. when you said it would have told you who would have called an ambulance might have been the right thing to do for you at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, true enough.
You know what I mean?
Well,
you never know.
Yeah, a lot of factors involved right. in that.
That's the second time that Buzz didn't know he was dying.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Three counting today.
I could be dying right now. Who knows?
Well, who knows? Fingers crossed, because we've got a bonus show to do.
Let's wrap this up.
Jesus Christ, we got to do his news.
You know, the iPhone 5 came out yesterday.
Who's excited about the iPhone 5? You happy about this? Yeah. Who's booing?
Somebody that realizes their phone that they have now is a piece of crap.
Yeah, exactly. I just got the iPhone 4. No, today Apple unveiled the iPhone 5, which is 20% lighter and 18% thinner. Yeah. In fact, it's just a piece of paper that says, you saps will buy anything.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this.
Yeah.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's bring him in here before he dies.
Oh, the explosion of the stomach is imminent.
Buzz Burbank, take it away.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette.
He didn't do the thing.
What?
You know,
the news
thing. Stager.
So what? I don't do that every day.
Yes, you do.
I've missed that before.
No, you haven't. Because tough.
You know, we're going to have a... I don't want to have a post-show meeting.
Neither,
read the
none of us do.
Thank you very much. Yes. Good.
Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. Jeez. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. And try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and to order refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. The middle class...
Well, close that.
Open again.
Close it.
I feel a draft. The middle class lost more ground.
No. Good night.
Okay, thank you. No. Now it's open. Got to close it.
License and registration, please.
Now it's open.
Oh, jeez.
It's open.
Yeah.
The middle class lost more ground last year. The median household income in this country fell for the second year in a row, this time by 1.5%. The median income is now $50,054. But incomes have fallen 8% since before this recession began, and they're down 9% from their 1999 level. Republicans have often called out President Obama for blaming his predecessor, George W. Bush, for this economic mess. But Obama's not alone in pointing that finger. A new poll says 50% of voters also blame Bush, while only 25% blame Obama. So who do we think is best equipped to fix the economy? 33% of us say Obama, while only 29% say it's Romney.
But
running a close second to Obama at 28% is the belief that neither man is equipped to fix the economy.
I might be with that one.
Presidential politics is not making it any easier to sort out the increasing chaos in the Middle East. Mitt Romney yesterday criticized the Obama administration for, as he put it, apologizing for American values. That's his interpretation of what happened, and it's a bit of a stretch. What U.S. officials did was issue a statement before any of the attacks on our embassies, condemning rogue individuals who would disparage the Muslim religion. What U.S. officials did was to try to diffuse the tension building over a video that paints the Prophet Muhammad.
What is the weak statement?
What is the weak statement that they keep talking about? I have the exact statement in front of me, but I remember the key words. It said the U.S. condemns the individuals who would hurt the religious feelings of Muslims. Those are the key words.
And this was released before
the attack.
Yes. No. Well, there's two separate incidents. Right. One, there was a breach of our embassy in Cairo, in Egypt.
In Egypt.
And mm-hmm. they had a bunch of protesters come in, mm-hmm. and they took down the American flag, and they put up some Muslim flag.
And that's when the statement was released?
So that's when the statement was released, but there was no breach of the actual embassy. There was a breach of the embassy walls.
And then Libya happened after that.
And then the Egyptian police military came in and took everybody out of the Egyptian embassy. And then Libya happened after that.
So what they were doing was, I think, kind of a diplomatic response to this. I'm not a believer that this type of diplomacy and releasing a statement like this indicates a weakness.
Right.
And I get back to the way we handle Al-Qaeda. It was days ago that we got the number two in Al-Qaeda again.
Right.
We have a full-fledged war on Al-Qaeda. And this whole thing, I have to say this, it's really important. If you take this right-wing attitude about how our foreign policy is being conducted, mm-hmm. the only end game with this attitude is we go to war with Iran, mm-hmm. which arguably would be worse than either Iraq or Afghanistan. That's how bad it would be. Well, at the same time, you have to maintain this. And we just, what do we do? I mean, I have literally heard friends of mine who come from a whacked out extremist point of view said, hey, we got to just bomb the whole place. No, we should have limited presence in these countries because they've been killing each other for thousands of years, and they like to do this. They kill each other.
Really not our place, is
right.
it?
Right. And I don't think you fan the flames.
No.
And I also don't think I think you surgically take out the people that are running. Like, you know, this is what I think that the Obama administration will do. I really believe this because I believe in the foreign policy of this administration. Mm-hmm. I think what they're doing, and they're probably working on it right now, they're going to find out the individuals that coordinated this coordinated attack.
That's terrorists.
On the Libyan embassy. They were. Yeah. This was not just a bunch of mob people that got some RPGs.
Too organized to be random.
Right. But, you know, so I'm just, and nobody should politicize.
By issuing this statement, what U.S. officials did was to try to defuse the tension that was building over this video that paints the Prophet Muhammad as a fraud and a pervert and the Islamic religion as a cancer. More about that film in a moment. Romney's comments drew criticism, though, from even members of his own Republican Party.
Not John McCain.
Political comments made while Americans were united in their outrage over the killing of our ambassador. President Obama responded to Romney's comments by saying his opponent has a tendency to shoot first and aim later.
Because they hadn't found out that the Libyan,
we're still getting to that.
That had died.
We're learning more, by the way, about the film that sparked the protest and violence in several Middle East countries, violence that continues today. We're now hearing the filmmaker is not in Israel. But we don't really know who he is. He used the name Sam Basile, but no one's been able to track him down or track down such a person. Even the people who assisted in making the film say they don't really know who he is. And actors who performed in the film say they were misled by the producer. At least one of them says, quote, I'm going to sue his butt off. Assuming, of course, he can find him. We're also learning the attack on our Libyan embassy, as you guys have indicated, may have actually been a pre-planned assault tied much more to 9/11 than to this incendiary film.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Nevertheless, protests continue today in Libya, Egypt, Yemen, and Iran. There have been pro-American demonstrations as well.
But it's more fun to blame the film,
isn't
it?
But I get back to the way we're conducting our foreign policy. No, you don't go in with a full-fledged war against Iran. I think that's misguided, and that's what Netanyahu, I really think, wants us to do. I think he wants to make Iran a grease spot, and I really think that's a mistake. But why don't we pull a little Bin Laden action on them, you know?
Sure. That's what's going to happen.
Why don't we go in and kind of surgically
take something? And by the way, the situation in Libya where we lost the ambassador and what appears to be a very organized attack, sources there are saying it smells like Al-Qaeda, which makes sense, considering recent events.
Absolutely.
Progress in this fourth day of the Chicago teacher strike. School officials have softened their demands on the evaluations that could have put as many as a third of the teachers out of work. Those evaluations would have been based on standardized testing, which gets different results in different neighborhoods. 70% of the adults in New York City have oral herpes, which is why there's a new health department 70? Proposal. 70% of New York City residents, adults, have oral herpes.
So that's Al and Matt.
That's right. And it's because of that statistic and more information that there's a new health department proposal to make Jewish parents sign a waiver before having their baby boy circumcised by a rabbi. Rabbis are among those with oral herpes, and that's a problem when a rabbi uses his mouth to remove the blood from a baby's penis.
Is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
I'm sorry.
Do they really do that?
I have not seen that happen, no. I mean, maybe it's, in the real Orthodox.
Absolutely. Right. But it does happen. 11 babies have gotten herpes this way in New York over the last 11 years, and two of them have died.
Wow.
Finally, in Uniontown, Pennsylvania the other morning, a woman was arrested after she flagged down motorists and offered to strip for them in exchange for money. She might have gotten more takers if she hadn't been flagging down people on their way to church on Sunday morning.
Oh, dear.
And in Hotlanta, the fire department was Johnny on the spot when smoke came pouring out of a local strip club.
Smoke!
Turns out it was just a fog machine gone mad. The firemen used giant fans to clear the smoke while a Def Leppard song blared in the background. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show was brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. You're still thinking about refinancing your home, but you just don't know where to start. The answer is TryLendingTree.com. Fill out one simple form and let their network of over 200 lenders compete for your business. Call 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com. That's TryLendingTree.com. You'll get yourself a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS. On the bonus show this week, things we hate. But it's more than that. Things we hate that are indefensible.
The indefensibles, Mike.
What that means, folks, is basically, I hate this, and we all go, what? Why? Why do you hate that?
What's wrong with you?
Good bonus hour this week. You'll hear that tomorrow on most of these stations. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.